don't remember something rather than it didn't happen when you knew it did. What do I mean by that? Now, sometimes it's actually true. Did you talk to John Jones 10 years ago? I don't remember. Well, that's probably true. That may be true anyway. But when you are the ranking member, in other words, the minority leader, the ranking Republican in the House, and you go on a phone call with your caucus and you say, and it's taped, and there's a video, and it's taped, you say, I spoke with Donald Trump, and he admitted to being partially responsible for the January 6 events. So I believe that we need a bipartisan, independent commission to investigate this and use the grand jury for subpoenas. Are you going to remember that? You're going to remember that. That's one of the momentous things that happened in your stewardship as a minority leader. When you say, I don't even remember saying that, and I don't even remember talking to Donald Trump, that's false. But is it perjury? There is this escape valve in the law that if you say it, I mean, theoretically, somebody who got hit on the head might not remember. That's true. Kevin McCarthy does not say he got hit on the head. Somebody could have developed Alzheimer's in the interim. That's true. Kevin McCarthy hasn't said that happened. He's a reasonably young guy. There is early onset. I understand that. But the truth of the matter is he's flat out lying. Well, I mean, let's be blunt about it. But you can lie by saying, I don't remember. Most people in court do not say, I don't remember something that happened 10 minutes ago. Believe it or not, Sirhan, the assassin, the murderer, who killed Bobby Kennedy, and Gavin Newsom just refused to give him parole because he said he's dangerous. Well, yeah, he was sentenced to death for the assassination. California let him off the hook and stuck him in jail for life. And now he's trying to get out on parole. And he says, I don't remember doing it. Well, I think you would remember one of the most momentous assassinations in American history. You will remember that. He was lying. So is Kevin McCarthy. But what is it that would induce the minority leader right after the insurrection? And there's another aspect of law you should know, and the so-called deathbed utterance or excited utterance. There's a thing called hearsay. So you're not going to be able to get on the stand in a courtroom and say, what did Sally tell you? And you say, well, Sally told me that Alice told her that such and such. You know, that's just hearsay, double hearsay. You're not going to get away with that. On the other hand, if somebody is murdered and he lies there dying and the police come and they say to the guy, who did it? And they say, Jim Jones did it. And then he dies. That's going to be admitted over a hearsay objection. And if Jim Jones is the bartender, he's in big trouble. The idea is that people don't lie as they're about to die. They don't lie as they're about to die. So that's what the law believes. Well, here, Kevin McCarthy wasn't about to die. He was trying to survive as a politician. He's unbelievable, this guy. Unbelievable. He goes, a year ago, come on. A year ago, what? A year ago, you said that the president said he admitted to being responsible. I don't remember that. Then you go, well, a year ago, here's a tape and a video of you saying that to the Republicans and telling the Republicans you think there should be a grand jury investigation. Do you remember that? No, sir, I don't remember that. Do you remember saying that you need a bipartisan independent commission to investigate it? No, sir, I'm opposed to that. Oh, really? Really? Well, the way he was opposed to it, he first opposed it, then Nancy Pelosi said, you can appoint five Republicans, and he appointed insurrectionists, by and large. He appointed Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan. Gymnasium Jim G.Y.M. Jordan was in on the insurrection, planning it. In other words, Kevin McCarthy not only went full frontal Trump almost immediately, lies about remembering something, and then puts an insurrectionist in on the committee. Pelosi said, no, we're not going to do that. And he appointed five people. And she said, well, two of them, she held her nose, but she said at least two of them weren't in the insurrection. So he yanked them all. And then she held it open to people who wanted to join, and Liz Cheney and Adam Kinzinger joined. And a former Republican congressman from Virginia is now the executive director of the commission. So it is bipartisan. But, you know, I look back on the history of the United States, and we've had some bad people and good people. We've had some scalawags and some skullduggery. But I don't remember a time when the leadership of the House was so servile to somebody the way like Trump, where they will get up, and it's very, very similar to what happened in Russia during the Soviet era, in North Korea right now, in China right now. You have the woman in China, tennis star, who said that she was raped by the number two or three guy in the whole Communist Party. They grabbed her. They worked her over, stuck her in a hut somewhere. And no one heard of her. The World Tennis Association, she's a champion, said they're very concerned. And finally they release her, and she said, nobody raped me. And they said, well, you said this guy raped you. No, I didn't. I don't remember that. That's what happens in China. That does not happen in the United States. That's what happens in Korea. That used to be what happened in the Soviet Union, and now in Russia under Putin, starting to reassert itself, that kind of conduct. It's very un-American, for one thing. If the guy doesn't have the guts to get up and say, well, even if he lies a little bit and says, well, yeah, I said that, but you know, I don't know in retrospect, but he denies saying it by saying he doesn't remember it. That is very poor. That is extremely poor. And the guy has no character. The funny thing is, if they ever took back the House, and I'm assuming they won't, I'm a lot more optimistic than a lot of people. I think people are onto the Republican Party, the fascist cult, formerly known as Republican Party. But if, for God forbid, they ever do get back in, he may not be the speaker. There's a lot of people in that caucus that don't like him. A lot of people on the QAnon right, the fascist right, but also a lot of mainstream normal Republicans who think maybe we need a guy with character. Speaking of another guy who does not have character, the clown governor of Florida, DeSantis, just attacked Justice Kavanaugh and Justice Roberts for, quote, having no backbone. Now, that's rich. It's very, very rich. What is he getting at? Kavanaugh and Roberts were in a majority with the three Democrats, so it was five of them against four conservatives, permitting the vaccine mandate for healthcare workers. But Kavanaugh and Roberts were in the majority with all the conservatives, six of them, against the three Democrats, in striking down the vaccine mandate for all employers with over 100 employees. So by a 6-3 decision, the Supreme Court said the government can't mandate vaccines in companies with more than 100 employees. And in a 5-4 decision, with Kavanaugh and Roberts jumping ship, they upheld the mandate for healthcare workers. Now, first of all, for DeSantis to accuse anyone of having no background or backbone, I should say, is rich. It really is. DeSantis won't disclose his own vaccination status. He doesn't disclose it. They say, have you been vaccinated? I refuse to answer on the grounds that might incriminate me. Well, no, that's the Fifth Amendment. He doesn't put it quite that way. He says, I'm not going to tell you. Hey, well, look, Jack, pull up your sleeve, and we're looking for a hole in your arm. No, I'm not going to tell you. I'm not going to tell you. First of all, for him then to say that people who publicly voted one way or the other, whether he agrees with it or not, is ridiculous. But secondly, this business of saying you're not going to disclose something that is certifiable and knowable is a prescription for disaster for you politically. I mean, why do I say that? There were I think it was two. Well, it may have been one woman who was running for the Senate in Kentucky. And they asked her who she voted for. This is some time ago in the 2008 election. The 2008 election, of course, Obama beat John McCain. And she said, I'm not going to tell you, my vote is private. That killed her. First of all, she was a Democrat, so I think she can say, I voted for the Democrat, Barack Obama. Okay, people down there may or may not have liked Obama. He lost that state to McCain, but at the same time, that's up front. For somebody who voted for somebody and saying, I'm not going to tell you who it is, you look at them and you say, well, how do I trust you? I mean, just tell me the truth. I mean, you know, I'll deal with whether I think that's a good or bad thing, or does it matter at all now? She lost the race. Now, DeSantis, when he gets up there, he obviously got vaccinated. He's not an idiot. He got vaccinated. Trump got vaccinated. Trump got boosted. DeSantis won't admit that he was vaccinated, but he's ramming through every anti-vaccine measure he can, suspending money from school districts that have mass mandates or vaccination mandates. All people doing anything he's doing to protect his own worthless hide, he's hitting. This is a level of hypocrisy that's certainly on a par or worse than McCarthy's hypocrisy about denying he remembered something that happened a year ago with the president. Now, I think in the long run, DeSantis is making a very, very big mistake. He thinks he's the presumptive front runner against Trump. But the truth of the matter is that you can't make a silk purse out of a sow's ear. You can't beat somebody with nobody. And if he turns out to be a nobody, they're not just going to put up some hack who kind of sniffs around and won't say the obvious. Of course he got vaccinated. Of course he got vaccinated. If he hadn't been vaccinated, he would have said it. What he is trying to play off of is the fetish, the political fetish among the Trump base. Because remember, Trump got up and he said, I've been vaccinated, I can boost it. And he got booed in Houston. Now, to me, being booed in Houston is like banned in Boston 100 years ago. It's great for sales of your novel. And booed in Houston, well, you know, maybe he's on his way back to redemption. And I'm being somewhat facetious because Trump won't be. But I'll tell you, the clown DeSantis attacking Trump, and Trump attacking him. This is the start of the unraveling of some perceived, you know, Trump base that's transferable to other people. It's not transferable to other people. It's true that he did not create the movement. The movement was in search of a leader. The movement is based on deep anxiety about immigration, deep anxiety about changes to American culture. But DeSantis, believe me, is not the answer. Going to a break. Lines are still open, 844-967-2789. A lot more back after the break. In the year 2525.